טוב, רבוי סי, שולוני הלוכה. בסדר? סון. זאת השולוני הלכות פעם שבועות, סון משחק שבועות. Very soon, it's less than 2 weeks, זאת השם. שולוני הלכות. אבל חג שבועות, זאת השם. שם רב אליהו. רב מודך אליהו, זכר חזיק וקדוש תברכה. טוב. Regarding Birkot HaShachar. Mi shaya er kol ha-layla. Someone who was up all night and Shavuot or any time, even during the year, was up all night. Okay? So let's see what the halachot. Kol yudchet brachot ha-shachar min ha-notel sifri bina ve'ad sof Birkot ha-Torah kulam chayev adal sadram ve-barakam kol yom af al pi shalom yitchayev behem fi shekulam hem remazim niflaim על אלורות העליונים מאלה ותם אפילו אם לא ישב הלילה או אם לא יסיר מצנחתו ודר בסודרו מנהלה וקצב לצר ורחם וכולים כולם אפילו להתחייבב בשביל מנהגו שאולי נתקנו so this is a מחלוקת בפני הקבלה those who pass can according to Kabbalah those who pass according to Pshat according to Kabbalah and that's the מנהג that people should it's a good מנהג to do is even if someone was up all night he can make, he can do all the brachot ha-shachar, all the 18 brachot ha-shachar he can do in the morning. Even though he didn't take off his clothing, he's wearing the same clothing, he still makes the brachot. Right? Even though in the neshama he was always awake, he still makes a bracha. Okay? Because it doesn't have to mean that he's talking about him specifically. He's talking about in general that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back neshama. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us to sleep. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wakes us up. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us clothing in general. That's why one can say all the brachot, and Rav Eliyahu writes here in the name of from the Shema Kavanot and the Kaf HaChaim that each bracha hints to big secrets in Shemaim. That's why it's important to say all these brachot. Therefore, Chag Shavuot, even if someone was up all night. In general, and also Chag Shavuot, he can say other brachot. We're going to look more into details. Mi shenishar er, ve'atid yishar er kol ha-layla, kol yom yom shavuot, or she'asat tikun karet, or she'asuk ba'avadato. Someone who was up, stayed up, and he meant to stay up all night, like in Shavuot, or he did tikun karet, learned all night, or he was working all night, he works at night shift, ked, or whatever. He doesn't sleep at night, he's up at night. So after chatzot of the night, you can make Birkot HaShachar from Elokai Neshama until Agomel Chazdim Tovim Amo Yisrael. From Elokai Neshama until after Agomel Chazdim Tovim Amo Yisrael. There's two brachot, which he's not going to make until the morning. A few brachot, which are Al Netilat Edayim and Asher Yatzar. That only someone who is high up to make the brachas, he can make those brachas. So in the morning, it's very simple. In the morning, anyways, you have to wash your hands even if you didn't sleep before davening. In the morning, is halacha. So you're going to make anat yadadayim. And try to use the bathroom, and then you can make ashay yatzar. So already you did the next two brachot. Right? That you don't do a chatzot. So let's go again. At chatzot, you could do all the brachot from Elokai Neshama until after all the brachot. And Birkot HaTorah, right? You do when it's already Amud HaShachar. When the first light comes up, then you can do that. Okay? Asher Yatzar and Ad Yadayim, you should go to the bathroom, and then do Asher Yatzar, Ad Yadayim and Asher Yatzar, and Birkot HaTorah. Okay? That's the first thing, was not up. It was up the whole night straight. Person went to sleep in the middle of the night, then when he wakes up, he does everything regularly. Okay. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't agree with everything we just said right now. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he says there are three brachot which are problematic, which are Birkot HaTorah, which are two brachot. And Elokai Neshama, and it removes the sleep from our eyes. It's a safek for Ashkenazim to say. And he says that one should either find someone who says them, a Sfaradi will say that for them, or he could listen, right? And then he listens to that, and he says Amen, without saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. But also he could pass them like the Kabbalah and say the Brachot. I say the Brachot, even though I'm Ashkenazi. Now we're going to make another exception. If someone, he went to sleep during the day before that night. He slept for an hour, 30 minutes. 30 minutes he slept. And then he was up from, let's say he slept from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 2:30. Or any other time that day or the night. Then, he could definitely make all the brachot from Chatzot according to everyone. So everyone takes a nap on Shabbos. No, you take a nap, Yudah, you take a nap on Shabbos? So if you take a nap on Shabbos, and then definitely, Motzei Shabbat or Shavuot, from Chatzot of the night, you'll be able to say all the brachot. All the brachot. Okay? Someone who slept at night, when he gets up, and of course he can also say all the brachot. Now someone, what's the situation if someone went to sleep after Chatzot? If someone was awake, he tried to stay awake, and then he's exhausted, he has to sleep, and he slept after Chatzot of the night. He went to sleep. Na'agu shelo yevarech b'kol ha'shachar v'lechto lishon ela gam boker. Then, you see that he's going to sleep, he shouldn't say b'rekod ha'shachar after Chatzot, because he's going to sleep. That's only when he gets up, he should say b'rekod ha'shachar. Okay. If someone, he went to sleep, some people what they do, they go to sleep in the beginning of Shavuot, the night, and then they wake up for like at 3 a.m. and they learn for 2 hours till davening. So if someone did that, let's say he slept 1 hour after the meal and he got up before Chatzot of the night. So before Chatzot of the night, he says, Ana Tiriyat Adayim, and the blessings of the Torah, and after Chatzot, he'll say the Birkot Hashachar. בסדר? Very simple. עיקר המצווה להתפלל תפילת שחרית למנה צריך חמה. מי מצווה תפילת שחרית is דווקא, I'm talking about עמידה, right? 18, is דווקא, when? דווקא נצח חמה, when the sun begins to peak, the ball of the sun, the ball. The ball, they call it? Whatever, when you see the ball coming up, that's Netzach Hama, that's when you stand Shmoneh Esrei. Today was at 5:44. Tomorrow also 5:44, and then 5:43. Going down a little bit. Till about 5:30. That'll be the earliest, 5:31, something like that. Okay. But there are those which they don't want to daven, it's too late for them, they're exhausted from the Shavuot or whatever, or let's say they live in it's winter and they live in the European North European countries where the Nates is at 8:15, or they're going to wait now, they have work, they have this, they have school, they have things to do, then the Diavad, they could daven early Minyan before the Nates, after Amud Ashachar. Okay. But Kriyat Shema, you have to do after Alot HaShachar. You have to do the blessings of Kriyat Shema after Alot HaShachar. If you do it before, it's at night. You're not Yotzi, you're doing Baruch HaLevatala. You have to do it after the end of the day. On Shavuot day, we say Halel with a Bracha. The whole Halel. From beginning to end. Like we do on Sukkot, like we do on Chanukah. Okay? We say the whole Halel. התפלל תפילת שחרית ומוסף בהתלהבות וזריזות. שחרית ומוסף, you should have an excitement. Why? Because otherwise what's going to be? What's it going to be? Because we're up all night, it's kind of this. So we're excited, stand, dance. So here in Chutz Chesed, you're good. They're dancing, they're singing, the whole davening is a labeling. Again? It's brought down in the according to Ben Ish Chai, at the finishing, the fixing in someone's nefesh for the Sefirat HaOmer is dafkat Musaf, the Keter of Musaf of Shavuot. Therefore, not to sleep until Keter of Musaf. אוקיי? חזק, להיות חזק. Not to sleep at all. From Bohu at night until after Keter in the morning. Think about the cheesecake, then you'll be up well, huh? Think about the cheesecake. Last year I was in Meron for Shavuot, and they have a big Breslev minion. I don't know, 100 people Breslev in the main there in Shimon Bar Yochai. And afterwards downstairs they have a big Kiddush. They don't do such a fast davening. They're very slow actually. It's very Levitic. And afterwards they have a big with good cheesecake. I was surprised to see. It was very nice. It's brought down in a book called The Yabetz. The Yabetz wrote down in his book called Amud HaShamayim that someone who's not sure that he'll be able to daven right, he sees that he's falling apart, it's better for him to sleep a little bit and then to daven. There's a lot of Hasidim, that's what they do, that they sleep in the morning, they daven Zman Tefillah, they daven at 9 o'clock, whatever, 8:30. Well, this is slept, but it's also a dangerous thing to do because if you go to sleep, you might not get up. So sometimes it's better to force yourself. Kriyat haTorah b'Shavuot. Yeah, Kriyat haTorah in Chag Shavuot. Motziim b'Shavuot shnei Svarim. Shavuot, we take out two Sifrei Torah from our own Kodesh. And the first one we read, five people get an Aliyah. We read Kabbalah the Torah in Parashat Yitro, the receiving of the Torah, in Parashat Yitro. And in the second book, in the second Sefer Torah, we read Uviyom Bikurim in Parashat Emor. We just had it. It says there about Chag Shavuot that we have to bring the Bikurim to Beit HaMikdash. If you read in the Mishnah how beautiful they used to do it. They used to have the cows with all kinds of kishutim, all kinds of ornaments on their head, on their horns, and they had beautiful things that they bring to Beit HaMikdash, and they had the recorders and all kinds of interesting instruments bring the Bikurim to Beit HaMikdash. B'zal Hashem soon, amen. And we read that from the Torah, the Bikurim, and that you have to keep Shavuot. So two Sefer Torah. Why do we read this? Why do we read the Shulchan Aruch brings down? Why do we read the Kabbalah Torah? It says in the Midrash, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא תורד עם ישראל, בניי, יהיו קוראים לפרשת ראש השנה. If you read this פרשה, ויתרו, קבלת תורה every year, ואני מעלה עליכם, כאילו אתם עומדים לפניי על סיני ולומדים תורה. When you read this, it's as if you're standing now under the Har Sinai, and you're receiving the Torah. So it's a very חשוב thing. It also is brought down also in the Zohar הקדוש, that the Baal Koire, who reads the Torah, it's kivyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying the Torah. And that's why he speaks very strongly about people who talk during laning. It's almost the biggest chutzpah that could be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing now and giving you the Torah, and you're talking in the middle. That's not the talk at all. Even with Ben Gavra to Gavra, you're not supposed to talk. Not the talk at all. Laning, you focus. What is he saying? He said that very chashuv. The Zohar, he speaks very, very strongly about it. I was reading on the way to Meron. But not to talk to during the laning. The Baal Peir is that Kilu Kivyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking from his mouth. So the Sfaradim, I never saw this, but I've never done it by Sfaradim in Shavuot. When they opened the Aron Kodesh, they read part of the Ketubah. The Ketubah, the regular Ketubah that we have in the Chatunah, they read it because it's a wedding. Shavuot is a wedding between the Shechina Gdosha and Knesset Yisrael. The Shechina is the Kala, and we're the Chatan. And the Ketubah is the Sefer Torah. So they read the Ketubah. Ashkenazim, we read Akdamot. Akdamot is, first of all, the way we do it, we call a Kohen, Yamod, blah blah blah, Kohen. He comes up with Sefer Torah, and then we don't open the Sefer Torah, we open Akdamot. Akdamot is very, 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 very sophisticated and hard Aramaic to understand. Praises to the Torah and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave us the Torah. And that's what we read. And Rabbeinu said, he praised it very much, those Akdamot that we say in Shavuot. And especially when they go, na 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 one verse and we repeat. It's a very chashuv minhag to do. Ashkenazim. Yeah, for Aseret HaDibrot, right, we read in the Torah, the minhag is that the chashuv of the congregation, he gets the aliyah. If there's a rav there or someone, give him that. It's brought down in the Rambam. Everyone sees that in a lot of places, Ashkenazim more, I see this, that we stand when we say Aseret HaDibrot or Az Yashir. And the Rambam says not to do that. He says why? Because he says there'll be those which will say, ah, he's standing for that. That must be only this is part of the Torah. The other stuff is not really from Hashem. That's what the Rambam says not to stand at all. To sit the whole Kriyat Torah or to stand the whole Kriyat Torah. But the Chidah brings down that we don't have to worry for that. The main thing is not to cause any arguments. You want to stand, stand. You want to sit, sit. The congregation's all sitting, sit. Don't bother, don't stand. Everyone's standing, stand with them. Don't say, oh, no, the Rambam says, what are they doing? Do what everyone does, Zeo. Don't argue with anyone. The main thing, there shouldn't be any machlokes. Now, Aseret HaDibrot, that we read the Ta'am Elyon. What's Ta'am Elyon? Ta'am Elyon is the way there's verses in Aseret HaDibrot, a lot of verses. But more than 10. 10 commandments is more than 10 verses. Some verses are one, some verses are combined, some commandments are combined. Lo tirtzach, lo tinav, a few there are combined. But that's tam tachton. And the verses are divided according to the verses of the Torah. But when we read it with Tzibu, we do tam elyon. Tam elyon is that each commandment is a whole verse. And that's the minhag to do in public. We read it in public, Baal Kori knows to prepare. And each commandment is a whole verse. Sometimes it's a very long verse, kivyachol. And he does the trup in a way that it's a one verse. Each commandment is a whole verse. Nazim is very simple. Obviously, when you finish the first Sefer Torah, you put the Sefer Torah, a second one next to it, and you make Chatzi Kaddish. And after the second Sefer, you don't do Kaddish. According to Sfaradim, you do Kaddish. One after the first Sefer, one after the second Sefer. Brought down in Olalot Ephraim and Kaf HaChaim that someone who donates a Sefer Torah, he writes Sefer Torah, he donates Sefer Torah to a shul, and Dafka and the Shavuos is the first day they get to read and stuff like that. It's very cute, doing especially for Shavuot. It's brought down that it's as if you received it now from Har Sinai. You either received the Torah from Har Sinai. So if someone's going to write a Sefer Torah for his relative or whatever, but if you make it sure, it'd be around Shavuot, this is for Shavuot, it's a big thing. So,